The Father is righteous. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father! The world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. John chapter 17 verses 24-26. Jesus ministered through righteousness. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly, a voice came from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3 verses 13-17. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself and has given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will but the will of the Father who sent me. John chapter 5 verses 26-30. Righteousness and the kingdom. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or, what shall we drink? Or, what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew chapter 6 verses 28-34. The field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 13 verses 38-43. Righteousness will involve persecution. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verses 6-10. The rewards of righteousness. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat, I was thirsty. You gave me drink, I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me, I was sick, and you visited me, I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry and fed you? Or thirsty, and gave you drink? Matthew chapter 25 v 34-37. Then he also said to him who invited him, When you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back, and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Luke chapter 14 verses 12 to 14. This is really important. You have to know this. The Father is righteous. He sent His Son into the world, not only to reveal His love and glory, but to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus did not seek His own will, but the will of the Father who sent Him. His judgment is righteous because it is grounded in obedience to the Father, and Jesus has been given authority over life, death, and the final resurrection. Jesus commanded all who follow Him to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, promising that all other needs would be added. The righteous are not exempt from trouble. They will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But their reward is great. They shall be filled, they shall see God, they shall inherit the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. At the end of the age, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father, while all who practice lawlessness will be cast out. Those who lived righteously, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, and visiting the imprisoned, did so unto Jesus Himself and will hear the call, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom." Let every ear that hears understand. The righteous shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Let them seek righteousness now, while there is still time.